This podcast is brought to you by Howie Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. The path toward victory is virtually impossible.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Unfortunately, President Trump is not still not moving very quickly. President Trump still not moving very quickly.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
I call it the make work checklist, and I know I'm locked in a basement.
Now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out
who's your captain? Howie Carr.
He's not getting out of the way and let the scientists make the judgments.
Dr. Birx and I spent a considerable amount of time going over all the data to extend this mitigation process, and the president accepted it.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Checking on oil again.
Oil?
Yeah.
Where is it today?
I was wondering if you...
No, where's the press? Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, let me do somebody else.
Yes, good, on we go.
He accuses you of hastening the demise of the Postal Service.
I'm the reason the Postal Service... The Postal Service has lost billions of dollars every year for many, many years. I'm the demise. This is the new one. I'm now the demise of the Postal Service.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There's a lot of sadness today around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock Eastern time, when the Bernie bros woke up in their parents' basement and mom handed them their peanut butter and jelly sandwich and said, "Your man's out of the race." And the only question is, how much did Bernie get out of this campaign? I think I heard somewhere that they raised $160 million. Now, I guess a lot of that went to staff salaries and renting offices and pollsters and all that kind of stuff. But I think all the media buys. And again, 15% of the media buys goes to those who buy the media. And in the last campaign, he had his wife set up to buy the media. And someone saying, how much is he going to get for his next book deal? I think the book deals are small change compared to the media buys. You know, that's where the money really is. That's where all of Bloomberg's bucks went. It's nice that he bought all the spots on all cable and the local Super Tuesday states TV stations. But the real money goes to the guys who are making the buys, 15% right off the top. Anyway, Jim Acosta just tweeted out some big breaking news. He's kind of baffled by what he's reporting, though. Jim Acosta: 6 in 10 Americans now say the economy is in poor shape, up 30 points since last month, according to a new CNN poll. As Stephen Miller retweeted this and said, "Gosh, Jim, what's happened in the last month?" Huh. I wonder why. Jim Acosta doesn't know. He's preparing his makeup for his... He's going to have his next close-up with the president coming up very shortly. 844-500-4242. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Bye, bye, Bernie Sanders, goodbye. Take your 57 Chevy down to Cuba for a drive. Us good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye. We're singing, bye, bye, Bernie, goodbye.
Yeah. Bernie was a sad character. He thought he could make a few million more with some more buys, but it was not to be. It was not to be. Do we have that sound cut? Wasn't there some Bernie babe who was talking about how she didn't want to be forced to vote for Biden? Do we have that sound cut?
Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden. Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden. Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden. I don't want to vote for Joe Biden.
Nor do I, Mindy.
Love it. Unfortunately, I now believe that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia, claiming I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, the closest thing that would deign to touch my lips would be fresh caviar from the Chanticleer. So let's not get silly here.
That's a great one. Remember when he was running for president in 2004 and he picked John Edwards as his running mate, and this was the anniversary, wedding anniversary for John Edwards and his wife that he was cheating on. And so they said that when they first got married, the Edwards, they went to Wendy's because that's all they could afford. So they're out on this tour of the hoi polloi areas, and they go to Wendy's. And John Kerry goes in there and just pretends that he likes Wendy's. And then they get back on the bus and they throw out all the Wendy's food and they go around the corner to some French restaurant. That was in a book about the 2004 election. John Kerry, man of the people. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They have lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
Okay, all you women candidates for vice president, line up. Joe would like to smell your hair.
Still no questions for him. He made a lot of media appearances yesterday, and the two words that he never heard, Tara Reid. Tara Reid, that's the woman who credibly claims, a lawyer, former staffer on his payroll, credibly claims that he pushed her up against the wall and groped her. Grabbed her by the, well, you know what. Trump just talked about it in a joking fashion. Joe Biden stands accused of actually doing it, after which... And when she pushed him away, he allegedly said, "Come on, man. I heard you liked me." But can't ask him about that. Just ask Alyssa Milano. She'll tell you.
In law school, they teach you not to ask a question you don't already know the answer
right
to. Are they not teaching that in journalism school?
Well, it should be taught slightly differently. You don't ask a question unless you know the basics of the question. You know what you're at, you don't know the subject. I mean, that was very sad. That was as sad as asking the Kung Flu question. Someone said Kung Flu. Oh, really? Who said it? I don't know. I just heard it. The Inspector General said that you didn't do this or that. Really? Says the President. Who's the Inspector General? I don't know. I don't know. I saw a tweet about it.
What do you put the most trust in? An expert, a politician, a Ouija board, or a magic eight ball?
Don't forget analysts. And I put most of my trust, though, in advocates for the community.
Yes, I'd like to report a case of elder abuse. There is a 77-year-old man locked in his basement.
Can we have a silver alert? We see silver alerts and amber alerts on the highway every day driving back and forth in South Florida.
I know I'm locked in a basement.
He's locked in a basement. How? many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more are locked in basements?
Grace may be a balloon head, but she's our balloon head.
I'll let Grace answer that. Have you ever been, pal, have you ever been retweeted by Mr. Speaker Newt Gingrich? I didn't think so.
Yeah, and Howie, well, ask me what the price of oil is.
What is the price of oil, Grace?
I don't know. I thought you know what it is.
Can we ask the Inspector General what's his name? You know, the guy who said Kung Flu? I don't even know. I heard somebody told me that somebody said Kung Flu. 865 mentions another great Kerry moment with food. Remember when he went into the Philly cheesesteak place in Philadelphia, the famous place where you get the cheesesteaks, and they put Velveeta or something on it, and he said, "Can I have some Swiss cheese on that?" And of course, I would prefer to have Swiss cheese, but I would never say it if I was running for president or even for alderman in Philadelphia.
Hey, Caldwell, I was just wondering, that loser that gave you $1,000 to your campaign, you gave him a job he had no business having out in Holyoke at the soldiers' home. Is he on paid administrative leave or none?
See, now there's a case where the caller knew the answer to the question before he even asked it of Tal Duvall. Of course he's on paid leave. He paid his money, $1,000 to Karen Polito and $950 to Tal Duvall. So he earned his $122,000 salary, not to mention his mother is a Springfield City Councilor and his uncle used to be the district attorney of Hampden County.
The biggest threat to Schumer and the Queen is the drug hydroxychloroquine. If it works, these two jerks know their party is headed for the guillotine.
Yeah, we got to play some of those cuts from Peter Navarro talking with Berman, John Berman, the low-rated CNN host about hydroxychloroquine. And Navarro asked him at one point, well, if you were sick, would you like that? Or maybe we got that right now. We can play that cut right now. Cut 28.
John, Peter, I don't know why you're so hard about this.
Would you
take it if you got sick?
Would I take it if I got sick?
Would you take it, knowing what you know now?
No, I would listen to my doctor about whether or not I would consult
That's
my
exactly
doctor.
What you should
I would
do.
Not consult someone involved with
do.
Trade policy.
Guess what? All the doctors in New York appear to be giving it to their patients. Mr. Berman.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. The Chump Line is brought to you each weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
Yeah, so I'd like to report a case of elder abuse. There's a 77-year-old man locked in his basement.
That's not fake news. He didn't even have to blink it out, you know, like they in Morse code with his eye with his.
I know eyelids. I'm locked in a basement.
He just said it. He's locked in a basement. Can someone help him? Oh, the humanity! I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or your family's music or your spouse's music, I might add. And Raycon, wireless earbuds are the way to go. Those are the ones I've got right now. I'm holding them up on social media. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. B-U-Y. Buyraycon.com/Howie. These are great, and it will spare you from your significant others.
Me, even though you are a friend of Miss Moray's, well, you could hardly expect...
Spares Grace from Boston Blackie, too.
Oh, so this is a holdup.
I'm sorry I had to pull this gun on you, Mr. Atwater, but I want to see that safe. You don't mind if I lock...
That, of course, is Chester Morris.
My trouble of playing that is how he gets interested, and he wants to do the rest of the show just listening to Boston Blackie.
Chester
Blackie, I'm going to say, Howard, put your Raycons in right now.
They're great, though. They're great. And you can get Boston Blackie in high fidelity. You know what I mean? High fidelity.
Thank you, Mr. Biden.
It's better than having a phonograph record player, a Victrola, out by the cement pond. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Senators Cruz and Rubio say the mainstream media is gleefully reporting the ongoing pandemic. Do you agree?
How could you disagree?
98% say, yep, they're all too happy.
All right. You know, we talked earlier about, and it's in the intro, how Trump is blamed or credited with everything that happens, including destroying the U.S. Postal Service. But that was yesterday he was destroying the U.S. Postal Service. Today, Orange Man Bad got credit from Bernie Sanders, or blame, I should say, for destroying Bernie's campaign. Cut 31.
I know that there may be some in our movement who disagree with this decision, who would like us to fight on to the last ballot cast at the Democratic Convention. I understand that position. But as I see the crisis gripping the nation, exacerbated by a president unwilling or unable to provide any kind of credible leadership, and the work that needs to be done to protect people in this most desperate hour, I cannot in good conscience continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour.
Trump killed Bernie's campaign. And then Trump had the audacity and bad taste to send out a tweet welcoming Bernie Sanders supporters to his campaign. According to the polls, 15% of Bernie's supporters are planning now to vote for Donald J. Trump.
He also thanked Elizabeth Warren for destroying Bernie's chances.
The truth hurts. You know, it's bad enough to be to have lies said about you, but in this case, she did wreck.
Good looking legs.
Bernie would have won half the states, more than half the states, perhaps, on Super Tuesday if Elizabeth Warren hadn't been hanging around petting her dog, Bailey. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets, down 1,000 or more points, up the next? Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points or thousands of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride that the stock markets have been on the last couple of weeks. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or the oil price war abroad between Russia and Saudi Arabia, you always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver and platinum. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't yet taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver and other precious metals. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them right now at 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. There's been a lot of confusion, to put it mildly, about the new programs, loans for small businesses that are included in the $2.2 trillion relief package that was passed by Congress and signed into law. And I think there's $350 billion with a B, dollars that are in there for businesses to tap into. And the question is, I mean, how do you do it? How quickly is the relief going to be available, et cetera, et cetera? So we decided to get an accountant on I'm going to ask him some questions, and if you want to text me questions at 63566, I can try to ask him. Jeff Weiner, he's our accountant, our CPA at the Howie Carr Show, and he's very good. He's been, you know, studying this and reading the bill or the law, and I think he can answer some of these questions, or at least get you started in the right direction. Jeff Weiner, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I guess the first question is, you know, what kind of businesses are eligible to get relief under this new law?
All right. So first, let me tell you that anything we discuss, you read or hear, could change overnight and within hours. And that's what's been happening for the last month and change.
Right.
So in general, businesses with 500 or less employees, so small businesses, private, nonprofit organizations, anybody that's operating February 15th, as long as they're not religious, charitable, or gambling.
Okay, so they're eligible. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's foolish not to apply because all these loans are going to be forgiven. Is that a fact? Is that reality? And under what circumstances would a loan be forgiven?
Yeah, so the original program, the EDIL, they're calling it, is not, but the new Paycheck Protection is available for loan forgiveness, but you have to maintain the same number of employees and the same payroll costs from before and after the February 15th, and it's only going to be effective between the date your loan originates and June 30th.
What does that mean? I don't understand effective. What does that mean?
So you're going to figure, yeah. So it gets very complicated because you have to calculate out how much you're going to be allowed, and you apply through a bank, which you have to do right now because these funds are going to run out. They've already done a second round currently. So we're recommending our clients get to the bank now, and the banks have forms you can fill out to explain how to calculate 2.5 months worth of payroll, rent, utilities, and such that you can use for the loan forgiveness. So the SBA will loan you the money, and then if you use it for the designated purposes, you'll be forgiven for that part of the loan. And the forgiveness is not taxable either. So it's really an interesting...
It's free money is what it is.
It is free money, but you also have to balance it against all the other pieces of the Tax Act, which are saying, like, you get credits for payroll taxes, or you may get payroll tax deferrals or sicknesses, all kinds of things to weigh through here. It's not just a one-shot works for everybody.
Yeah. So it's not really free money. There's different strings attached, and it sounds extremely complicated.
It is fairly complicated. That's why we've been working with our clients for the last 2.5 weeks trying to figure out which way to go, which program to get into. And then we have to call them back and tell them what changed the next day.
We're speaking to Jeff Weiner. He's a very good accountant, and he's up on this issue. And I hope I'm not just confusing more people than are already confused about this thing. So now some of these banks... People do business with a bank that is not involved in this program, right? So what do you do in that case if you're running your business through a bank that is not connected to the Small Business Administration?
So we've run into that a few times, Howie. Usually, the banks are first dealing with their own clients. So the ones that are handling loan programs are working with them first and pushing everybody else off unless they run out of money, which I guess Wells Fargo has already maxed out their allotment.
Really?
So then you need to find another, yes. So then you need to find
that's
another
a huge bank
to work with. Yeah, they took in $10 billion or something in loan applications.
$10 billion. Wow. So
then you go to your CPA or someone else and try to get them to get you into another bank that is accepting it if your bank is not.
Wow. So you know, when you get into another bank, that would mean you'd have to transfer all of your accounts over to the other bank, correct?
Yeah, most of the banks that are willing to work with you that you haven't been with before are going to expect you to bring your loan and your banking relations to them.
Wow. So there's another huge headache, and it's a gamble at this point whether or not you could still get the loan, given how fast the money is flying out of the banks. So if you have laid somebody off, are you still eligible?
You could still be eligible. Depends on if you hire them back, which is what the program's about, or you replace them with somebody else. Otherwise, you'd end up with a reduced amount of loan forgiveness.
Okay, here's I'm getting some questions in on the text line. Looks like seasonal businesses are not covered. Is that correct?
No, they are definitely covered. What they'll do is take a look at the past year, and the banks are handling it differently. So every time we get a new client with a new bank, we have to watch how they're handling it. So they may take your 2019 and average the whole year and divide that by 12 to come up with your monthly payroll.
Okay. Here's another one. My wife is a self-employed hairdresser. Are her rent, business expenses, and earnings covered? If yes,
yeah,
under
she'll
which
have to,
go ahead.
Yeah. So first, you could apply under the EIDL program, which has a $10,000 grant. But you can't mix the two programs together. But you can also apply under the Paycheck Protection Program. And she would use her self-employed earnings as the calculating factor. That program, though, doesn't open up till, say, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. That program, the independent contractors and self-employed were a week delayed.
Boy, this sounds, Jeff, this sounds like so much red tape.
It's unbelievable, Howie. We spent hours upon hours in seminars and reading this material, and there's still a lot of questions that haven't been answered, and things changing. So let's say you didn't use this loan forgiveness. You said, I'm just going to take the money and use it for my operation. The original loan rate was 4%. Then it went to 0.5%. Now it's at 1%. I don't know how you plan with all this.
Okay, so I want to get into this morass of red tape. How soon until I get the money as a small businessman?
We don't know yet. The original projection for the original EIDL program, which was the first program that came out, the economic disaster, the application was supposed to take an hour or 2 hours. They got that down to 15 minutes, but no one's seen the money yet, the $10,000 grant or the loan amount, which you don't know what loan amount you applied for because the SBA makes up the amount based on your application.
Wait a second. That would be great to have to buy a house that way, wouldn't it?
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Or a car. Here's how much your mortgage is for, Mr. Carr.
So that one's still a few weeks out. I don't know if anybody's received the $10,000 yet. I haven't seen anything. The other program is being pushed through the banks to the SBA. That one's supposed to fund soon, but we still don't have any dates or anything.
So what is the most you can get under the program? You say this is for people who have fewer than 500 employees. How much can you? What's the cap here? Supposedly,
the cap on the second program, they're calling the Triple P. Everything has to have a name, Howie. So the Paycheck Protection is $10 million. The other program, as I said, the EIDL, depends on what the SBA decides you are entitled to.
Mm-hmm. 617, ask him if rent utilities are part of your calculations. I believe it's not.
Yeah, it is on the second program. The Paycheck Protection Program will allow you to include the rent, utilities, and mortgage interest as long as it was in place February 15th. But It can only account for 25% of the loan forgiveness. The other 75% has to be payroll-based.
Hmm. Wow.
Have I thrown too many numbers at you already?
My head is spinning, Jeff. I'm beginning to see why the mailroom manager is rather reluctant to dip her toes into this pool of money. So it just seems like it's just nothing but paperwork, endless paperwork here.
There's a lot of paperwork, but the economic disaster loan grant for $10,000 is certainly worth applying for. And the Paycheck Protection Program would be worth applying for. We have found clients, it takes them some time to put all the payroll forms together and such. But a lot of the banks have spreadsheets to work with, and it can make it a lot easier. Yeah. And, of course, your accountants, your CPAs can help you put some of it together also.
603 says, I applied through the Small Business Administration website middle of March and got a file number. Haven't heard anything. Small LLC in New Hampshire, no employee, limo company.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen any of the money come out yet. I haven't heard anybody receiving either the $10,000 grant or anything, obviously, out of the SBA program.
Another guy wants to know about sole proprietors. Can they file, or do they have a shot, or is this
just? Yeah, they can go for both. Yeah, they can do both programs, the EIDL on their own at the SBA website, Disaster SBA, or they can also do the Paycheck Protection Program, but that's not open to them for another day or two, and that would have to go through their bank.
So I was gonna ask you, what's the deadline to apply? Is the deadline when they run out of money? But, I mean, there can't be a deadline if some of these programs aren't even open yet, right?
The deadline's June 30th or when they run out of money. We're recommending to our clients to get to their bank yesterday. Do it now.
Yeah. Will there be more money? I mean, they're already talking about a phase two, but, you know, the Democrats are going to want to take care of illegal aliens and the voter fraud, making voter fraud more easy, you know, those kind of Democrat programs. I mean, do you think there's going to be more money coming down out of the spigot, the federal spigot?
Well, this second round has gone in. I think it's $250 billion or something is passed and is moving forward. I don't know if there'll be more after that. I mean, there's a lot of money going through.
We got a lot of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers listening to the show, or, you know, maybe some of them are starting to get sidelined now because there's not much business for them either. I mean, Uber Jason, one of my regular listeners and texters, says, are we covered, Uber drivers?
Yeah, they're independent contractors. They should apply also.
Okay. So everybody's got a shot, but Jeff, I know you can't be held to a prediction, but how many people applying for this money do you think are actually going to get something from Uncle Sam?
Yeah, I have no idea. The banks have to justify some of it. It has to be COVID related, but they've been pretty much letting everything through, as far as we know. All the applications are going, as long as they have support.
As long as you can support them with documentation that you're a real business.
Yeah, you're a real business. You operated. You have payroll returns, that type of thing.
And how much documentation do you really need?
Depends on the bank, but most of them are requiring your quarterly payroll reports to the federal government and state. And from there, there's a few other documents that some of them are looking for.
Wow.
It's not a lot once you pull it together, but yeah. It's certainly something that, you know, I mean, if this goes through and you didn't apply, you're probably going to be kicking yourself later on.
So you'd advise taking a shot?
I do.
All right. Jeff Weiner, I appreciate you being with us. I don't know how helpful that was, but I guess just letting people know what the situation is better than not knowing what the situation is, right?
Correct. Yeah, they should go to the SBA. I realize we threw a lot of stuff at once, but they should go to the SBA website and look for the disaster recovery, and they should speak with their bank.
Okay, so speak with your bank, and they can probably help you out and give you some guidance as to what your chances are, and how complicated it's going to be, and how soon you'll be able to get some relief. All right, Jeff Weiner, we really appreciate you being with us here. Do you want to give out your phone number or your website, or are you already to the wall?
Yeah, we're 508-875-2552. It's sgllp.com. Thank you, Howie.
Sgllp.com. And give us the phone number one more time, Jeff.
508-875-2552.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. You do a great job for us. I can tell everybody that. Thank you for being with us. That's Jeff Weiner. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The president isn't taking questions yet. He just made a statement. Mike Pompeo talked about getting Americans back into the country. Sort of the same issues we went over yesterday with the spokesman for the State Department. And we're going to talk more about this, about how many Chinese still kept coming into the country and how that was able to be finagled after the travel ban. It's a pretty interesting story, and we're going to have somebody on about that and tomorrow to discuss it. And we don't have much time in this hour. We'll be taking the questions of the at the president's press conference in the next hour. But apparently the toilet paper panic appears to be recurring, at least in California. This is from Los Angeles County. A 26-year-old Saugus man was in custody Tuesday for allegedly punching his mother during a fight over the family's toilet paper supply. Deputies were called to the residence where the son had accused the mother of hiding the family's toilet paper. The mother later told deputies that she hid toilet paper from her son, adding that he uses too much of it. Deputies with the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff Station have been responding to many reports of family violence, some involving toilet paper, some not, as people are crammed together in their homes during the shelter-in-place derivative. Okay. So here's another case from California yesterday, from Southern California. Nearly 200 rolls of toilet paper found in stolen SUV pulled over in Beverly Hills. This happened at the intersection of Santa Monica Boulevard. That's Whitey Bulger country. That's, I guess it's a long road. Santa Monica Boulevard and Rexford Drive, right in front of the police station. When officers searched the white SUV, was this the same SUV that was involved in the O.J. Simpson chase? They found 192 rolls of toilet paper inside. The driver was arrested and faces multiple charges unrelated to the toilet paper. Are you going to auction off the toilet paper? A Facebook user asked, asking for a friend. I'm Howie Carr.